Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's awfully cool right now, but let me heat up again. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and the next day. Whew. Going through a pretty big heat wave around here. Going to be hot. Not going to want to be spending too much time outside. But if you can this morning, when it's nice and cool, get out there and get the garden watered. Get some of those watering tasks done. If you got to mow the lawn, do it early. You got to do some things out in the garden. Just get out there now if you can, if you're awake. Because it's just going to get hotter as the day goes on. The next few days this way, so our plants are going to start to feel it. We had some nice weather last week, if you will. I guess it was nice weather compared to what we're getting, you know, just in the 80s. You like the warm weather, that's for you, I guess. I'm not a hot guy. Yeah, I could deal with 60s and sunny all day. But, you know, we all have our preferences. But this weather is going to take some toll on your gardens, your lawn, your plants. You know, really try to get out there in the mornings, if you can, the next few days here, and really help out that garden. Because you're going to notice some of your plants you just put in, even some more of the established plants are going to dry out a little bit in this weather. I think I say it every time, but it's it reminds me every time just looking at them. I put in hydrangeas at least 3 years ago. They wilt in this heat. You know, they've been established. They don't need to be watered by hand like I've always, you know, like you do in the first season or so. But, you know, it's something to really be looking at weather-wise and taking care of your plants, so... We can talk about a bunch of different things, so definitely give us a call. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first?
Eleanor in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I am calling about a holly bush. It's very healthy. It has loads of red berries on it. It's probably 15 years old, but it gets, right now, there's black all over the leaves. And I've heard you speak about it before, that we have to wash it off.
Yep.
As best we can, maybe with a pair of gloves and so forth. But then what? Is there a spray? That's what I didn't know.
So there is a spray for it. So the sooty mold is just the after effects, right? It's a combination of some different things that could be on there. Most likely aphids are going to be on there. There could be some scale on there, that type of thing. But so the best thing to do, excuse me, like you said, start off by washing off that sooty mold. I like to use those yellow gloves that you get for like the kitchen gloves because they have like little grippers on them. So it's easier to clean them off. You can just use the hose with it. And then after that, you're going to be spraying it with an all seasons oil.
All season. Okay.
And that's from Bonide. Comes in multiple different sizes. Comes in concentrates, hose end version or ready to use. That's like a trigger spray. I find the easiest to use would be the hose end spray. You just attach it right to the hose. There's something on the side that basically turns on the product to come out, and then spray the whole thing till it drips. But the best way is to clean it first, because that's just the after effect. You've got the insect on there that you're trying to get. And what I would do is if you have any plants around it, spray those as well, just to be on the safe side that they haven't moved over to the others.
I see. Is there something that we can put on early to prevent this from happening?
So it's not the easiest to do, preventing something like this. We kind of already know, each year it's going to happen, right? We know that aphids, they like this time of year when it comes to the hollies and that type of thing. You know, there isn't really... Everything that works best for them is more of like an organic product that isn't a preventative, if you will, but you can do this earlier. The best way to really look at it is, when did this start for you? Did it start about a couple weeks ago? If it did it start at the beginning of July, which is usually about the time that it does.
Correct.
You can take a look at it and say, all right, I'm going to take a look at spraying with this all seasons oil early as a preventative before it gets to that next level, because you're seeing the after effects. The black on there is after they've really done what they came to do. So if you're starting to see the, let's say the after effects, the sooty mold 2 weeks ago, let's just, for an example, July 1st, that's when we see it. We're going to want to look to start spraying maybe at least 2 weeks prior to that.
Okay, mid-June.
Because it is going to take some time for them to, just cover the whole plant. You can use something along the lines of the all-seasons oil. You could use, like, a neem oil, insecticidal soap, any of those types. I like to use the all-seasons oil. It's just an all-purpose great organic product to spray on the aphids. That's the way I would do it.
I didn't know if it was because the plant is on the north side of the house. Would that have anything? It doesn't get a whole lot of sun.
Well, that could be part of it, right? The insects, a lot of insects are, lazy, right? They're going to go on the easier part where the sun's not going to hit them. There's not going to be as many predators. Beneficial insects like ladybugs, you usually tend to see them in, like, the full sun, right? If they're out flying. They're going to try to be away from it. It's just a lot of things that happen. Sometimes, some of the trees that are around them might have them overwintering in them, so that, that, that could be an aspect of it. But I think the best way to really do it, you know, knowing that beginning of July they're going to hit, maybe start a spray regimen at the beginning of June, you know, every couple weeks, and just as a preventative, because you're seeing the after effects. You're not seeing, you're seeing the end result. So they're going to be there for a while, and you want to be able to kill the eggs and the living aphids that are there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. Good luck, Eleanor.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's one of the things that we, you know, should be looking at when it comes to insects and damage that we've had in the past is, so it's called IPM, Integrated Pest Management. IPM is out there. What it's basically doing is you're managing when pests happen, knowing when they're going to come, and being able to take care of them prior. We look at a lot of different packages of product, and we see that if you do something preemptively or earlier, you're actually going to help. You're going to use less product long term, and you're going to help protect it. So we can discuss that a little bit more as time goes on today, but integrated pest management is something we should really be looking at. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know I do have a few phone calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in Lowell.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I hope your vacation was enjoyable.
Thank you. It was.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Calling in regards to a bush we've never, ever had problems with, a euonymus bush. And for whatever reason this year, we have white specks on the leaves. And we have a little bit of dieback on some of that. We've had the thing for 30 years, never seen a problem with it. And this is the first year. So I'm just giving you a call to find out what I could use to maybe get those white specks and get it back healthy again.
Okay, and it's all over the leaves, or is it all over the...
That's correct. It's all over the leaves, and it is on some of the stems, too.
Okay, is it more like an insect that's mobile?
Hard to tell.
Or can you, because sometimes there's like there's a euonymus scale that is just, it goes crazy on it. It can look almost completely white. It can go on the stems. It can go on the leaves all over it. And then there's also like a powdery mildew. But powdery mildew, you could wipe off like it was like almost like a powder. You wouldn't be able to feel it. So I would want to say it's probably euonymus scale just based on knowing what's been, you know, what I've seen out there at this point. These would be like little, almost very, very small. I mean, they're
very small. Yeah.
They would be very small, little like white dots. And they would have maybe a little bit of like a brown or a black spot to it in some spots. Are you seeing that?
They're completely white.
Completely white?
Yeah. Okay. And they're not round. They're more elongated, but they're very, very small.
Okay. If they're elongated like that, then they're probably going to be that scale, the euonymus scale.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can use a couple things. You can use some different products, such as like a All seasons oil. I'm trying to think of what might actually be out there right now, because I know there's a shortage of insecticides. I know it sounds bad, but there are some actual shortages of insecticides. So you could use like a neem oil if you could find it. You could also use like an all seasons oil to be spraying on it. What it's doing, so if it gets too much of an infestation where it covers it, it can actually kill the plant. So that's, you know, obviously not what we want to happen. So you can spray it. The other thing, on some of it, you could actually kind of just wipe it off, just to try and get as much of it off as you can to get rid of it. Trying to think if what we can use. There's a systemic insect control that you could use from Bonide. That's synthetic. It would be a concentrate that you could spray on the plant itself. It's just called systemic insect control.
How about insecticidal soap, something like that?
So you could use like the insecticidal soap if you can. If you can find it out there, that would be fine.
I have
to
some,
use.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I've just so being at the nursery, we've had some issues getting some of the products. So all the companies are having because so many people are working from home and doing everything from home, everybody's taking care of products. So products are going off the shelf quickly. So in my head, I'm looking at the shelf at work and saying, okay, which ones are actually there? So it's taking me a second, so I apologize. But insecticidal soap will be fine for you. If you're looking for like a long-term solution, you could use a systemic type product. Like I said, the systemic insect or the annual tree and shrub from Bonide. That would be like a drench where it would absorb into the plant and get it that way. Again, that insecticidal soap should work. It's usually about a 7 to 10 day turnaround time, unless you have a heavy rain. So take a look at them. I think Tuesday or Wednesday we're supposed to get like some rain. So if it's really heavy downpour, then you'd have to spray again at that point.
Okay. All right. Thank
Sounds
you very
good.
Much.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News.
A little bit more than 3 days after President Biden was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation, he has tested positive for COVID-19 again.
Hey folks, Joe Biden here. Tested positive this morning.
White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden had not experienced any reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel well. O'Connor said that there is, quote, no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. In accordance with Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the 79-year-old president will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. The agency says most rebound cases are rare, remain mild, and that severe disease during the period has not been reported. This is USA Radio News. Indiana state senators passed a near-total abortion ban Saturday during a rare weekend session. The bill will prohibit abortions from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. The only exception would be allowed in cases of rape and incest, but a patient seeking an abortion for either reason would have to sign a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Mark is in New Market.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a question about my tomatoes.
Sure.
They seem to be, I have a lot of yellow leaves with brown spots on them.
Yep.
What's the symptom for that?
Well, I mean, it's most likely a lot of the rain that we had, but a couple questions for you. Now, are they all over, or are they the lower parts? Where are they mostly?
Lower.
Lower, yeah. So what I've been seeing when it comes to that is a lot of, it's basically the rain that we've had is sitting on the leaves and just not being able to move. Then we'll get some warm weather, and all of a sudden it'll start to create the diseases. It'll start to create fungus. It'll start to burn the leaves, and then from the bottom, yellow up. So one of the things I'd like to see you do is I'd like for you to, as I was describing earlier, is a technique called lollipopping the plants. So basically what you're doing is on the bottom level of the tomatoes, take those yellow leaves off up till about maybe halfway on some of them, depending upon where they stop. And what that does is when you water or the rain goes through, the water doesn't sit on those leaves. It doesn't sit on the lower part. Then the air can't get through to dry them out very easily, so it creates a fungus. It creates that issue. I would definitely take a look at, thinning out the lower leaves and then watering from the bottom of the plant itself. As far as trying to stop some of the spread of this, maybe getting a copper fungicide from Bonide. Copper fungicide is an organic product.
Week.
Yep. I would remove those yellow leaves. get as many of those out as possible. And I really think it has a lot to do with the way the weather has been. Honestly, I've seen it on a lot of different ones. But the copper fungicide, you can spray, I believe, every 7 to 10 days. So you should be all right to do it a second time if need be. But I really think it's the way the weather has been. I'm not seeing rain in the forecast for a while, the warm weather. So we might start to see some of that the pop in there and start to see that slow down a bit.
I've been giving them each plant about a half a quart of Neptune Harvest.
Okay.
And do that about every 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
That's good at that level?
Oh, definitely. I mean, what I would suggest doing, and you probably already do it, is water everything first and then use the fertilizer so it's slower to get into it. But every 2 weeks, I find Neptune's Harvest is probably one of the best for your vegetables when it comes to the fertilization every couple weeks. It's not like heavy in fertilization in all the numbers. Like if you were to buy like a Miracle-Gro or something that has some heavy numbers in it, whereas the Neptune's Harvest can release into it a little bit easier, slower, and really get the plant going the way you want it to be.
Yeah, because I actually use something.
What was it?
I don't get a lot of water, up high on the leaves.
Perfect. That is the key when it comes to a lot of your vegetables is lower watering, drip irrigation if possible, or just keeping the water low. That's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't over fertilizing or something else.
I
was going to actually hit them with the copper fungicide yesterday. I said, "Well, I'll wait till tomorrow." Make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
You're definitely doing the right thing. And, the other thing, when you said you thought you might be, doing too much fertilizer, the thing about it is the amount of rain we had, a lot of it kind of washed through a little bit quicker. That could be part of it. The thing about it is contrary to popular belief, tomatoes don't really like the hot sun. Like this summer, when they go over 85 degrees, a lot of the tomatoes won't turn that red, that orangey red color to you because they kind of slow down. They almost go in a dormant stage. So the temperatures we've been having are great for producing the tomatoes. The tomatoes starting to form. You should start to see in the next few weeks a lot of them really start to turn to orange, that orangey red. Unless you get the sweet 100s, those probably already started popping. We're definitely getting there, and the weather, even though it's been raining, the cooler temperatures have been very good for the growth of the tomatoes. Like I said, if it gets too hot, 85 plus, it actually slows the tomato growth down, and it's harder for them to turn that color for you.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
All right, Mark.
Still on the right path.
Yeah, you definitely are. Keep it up. I think, with the weather changing a little bit, I think you're going to start to see this go away, and you won't have to use the copper fungicide as much, and you'll just keep taking care of those plants.
Very good. We thank you.
All right, Mark. Have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dotson Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. Thanks for helping me again. I had my big former garden all excavated around Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could, and I don't know if you remember it all, but you had helped me out about a year ago what to do with it. I'm going to plant ryegrass, but I got it all bought, and I was going to wait until late September to plant it for the winter to keep down the weeds, et cetera. But now I've got nightshade all over the place because of all the rain. It's just amazing. It looks so good all through June. You know, whatever. If you, you know, flowers, weeds, not a lot. But I thought nightshade only bloomed under shade. This is open sun, nightshade all over the last 2-3 weeks. And I know nightshade's poisonous because once I had my little girl, I had to call poison control the only time in my life because we came toddling in once and there's a plant and, you know, the berries can be poisonous. Anyway, so how do I get rid of it? I went organic. Well, I've never seen nightshade grow in an open field, sunny, bright. It's growing underneath where it's shady, where I would expect it to grow sometimes, which I never had any of it for years. But what has happened? I mean, did turning it over like that create nightshade seeds that have just sprouted all over with the rain? And what can I do to kill it?
So, it you know, that could be part of it. It could have been seeds in the soil. You know, there could be a number of things. Could be from the area. Neighbor could have had it. And the weather, the conditions were perfect for the weeds like this to grow because you really can't get anything out there to do much about it as it starts.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it was basically the perfect storm when it came to for these to start growing for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people will look at nightshade and say, all right, I need to just kill it. And use a chemical. There are some natural ways of doing it, but it's usually when you don't have a lot of it, right? You know, one of the things you look at is you got to say, all right, how much is there? And it seems like it's overtaken the hill. So the thing is it comes back. It just keeps coming back, and you need to apply something multiple times. This isn't just a one and done type thing. So, if you were using like an herbicide, a lot of people will look at it and say, "All right, I need to just go heavy on it."
Do you think when I plant the ryegrass, should I plant the ryegrass? I have the whole thing bought, like, I don't know.
Yep.
It's about a 3,000 square feet area, basically. Maybe, you know, it's huge. You know, my husband's. Would that help it stop from coming back, like, next year? Or should I plant the ryegrass earlier, the ryegrass seed?
Well, definitely having the area taken over by something beneficial like that will help, right? The thing is, it's just like any other weed. Let's just think about, you know, in the lawn in general, if you were to get rid of crabgrass long term, the best way to do it isn't just applying a preventer and a you know, a killer. It's filling those areas back in with good seed. So that's what we're looking at for this area. You know, some of the things I've read about nightshade is a little bit different than the normal way that I've always talked about, taking an area, cutting it, and then spraying. Some of the recommendations will actually say to spray the weeds themselves. Don't cut it. Wait till it starts to turn black, starts to, you know, to die, and then cut it out, and then spray again, because you want it to hit some of the leaves, because the leaves are on the outer parts of it. You know, you might be looking at using, you know, I hate to say it, some people actually say glyphosate would be the way to go, and I know you're looking for an organic way, but, you know, a lot of things that I've seen and read are saying that basically it almost laughs at the natural ways of doing it. You know, if it's an area that you can keep, you know, everybody away from, I see no problem spraying it, especially on a day where it's not windy, there's not a lot of runoff, that type of thing. You could try you could try using something along the lines of like a Adios from Natural Alternative or Burnout from Bonide. What I might, those are the organics. And what I would look at doing is take an area, just a small area, spraying it and seeing how it does. Right. Then again, the thing is this is kind of like, you know, a crazy weed that almost like it grows overnight an extra 10 feet. And so waiting sometimes is a little bit hard to do.
I have never seen it grow in sun. This is full sun. Most of it is full sun, except around the borders of the fences, you know, where we've got some shade from the trees. Have you ever seen nightshade grow in full sun? I mean, is this because of the rain?
I think it has a lot to do with the rain. We've had a lot more shade because of it.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that's part of it. If you want to hang tight, we can go over it a little bit more because there are a couple other products we could use that aren't as powerful as Glossophase. So if you want to hang tight, we're going to take a break.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dot in regards to nightshade. Nightshade is a weed that usually will be in the shade, but can get into the sun a bit. But the thing about it is it has some of those toxic properties as part of it, right? So you don't want it in the yard. You want to get rid of it because it can be poisonous. Now, there's a couple things to be looking at when it comes to killing nightshade. So one of the products that I did a little bit more research during the break that tends to work really well if you're not looking at using like a glyphosate would be a product that has 2,4-D in it, right? So 2,4-D is a product that is a selective weed killer. It actually can be found in Weed Beater Plus, Crabgrass, and Broadleaf Weed Killer from Bonide. So it's actually not a... it won't kill like the lawn if the lawn's underneath it, which is, you know, a good thing, especially going forward if this were to come back after you've put some of the spray down, put some of the seed down that you've been looking to do for a while here.
Right.
So it's not a bad thing, right? It's more of a selective. It's not going to kill the lawn. Again, it is a chemical. It's synthetic. But when it comes to nightshade, I did some even more research during the break, and everything I read basically said you need a heavy duty weed killer, and right now is the time to get it before it starts to flower.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They
Wind Beater Plus, is that the name you said? By Wind Beater Plus.
It's Weed Beater Plus. From Bonide. It's a crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. I know it sounds, you know, funny, but we're looking for the product that's in it, right?
I know. Should I? I was out there yesterday. Pulling two big trash cans full of the stuff, just pulling it. Because with the rain, again, it's easy to pull up. It comes right up. Would that be helpful to get as much out of it? Like, hand picking it all out as much as
before
I do this? Or?
So definitely whatever you can do to get rid of it. That's what, you know, everything I said when it's a light infestation, we'll call it. When it's not as many, it's easier to kill with organic products, because there's not as much there, and you can constantly, you know, spray it. Use the sun as your benefit, etc. I think with the sun being out a little bit more, it's probably going to dry out a little bit quicker,
and that could be. And those two organics were Burnout and Adios. Is that those two?
Yeah. So Burnout's from Bonide.
Okay.
You could get the Burnout and that Weed Beater Plus right in at Mahoney's and in Tewksbury,
right.
If you were looking to get them. And then the other product, you know, if you wanted to go heavy chemicals, the thing about it is there's a couple options. There's another product out there in a brush killer called Triclopyr. Triclopyr is also another one that doesn't kill the lawn.
Should I wait then with the ryegrass? I keep thinking, you know, late summer, early fall, right? Should I try to plant it much sooner then and first or not?
So, no. So what I would do is try to get a hold of as much of this weed as possible. Get rid of it.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is some of this, you know, it's a selective weed killer when the grass is growing. When the grass is young and you spray some of this, it can kill some of the product that you're using, right? Because it's a weaker plant. So getting rid of as much as possible will definitely help you big time. And then, you know, try to get everything as much as possible now, so it doesn't get to the flower stage or the berry stage. Once it gets to the flower and the berry stage, that's when it just starts to go crazy again.
Now that's when it started. Even though I was pulling it yesterday, I tried to make sure no, the green berries were falling off, because that'll just create more.
Exactly.
What month do you think I should plant the? I don't want to take up more of your time.
I'd almost say middle of September. Let's get rid of the weed, maybe even earlier, but you can definitely do it.
I so appreciate your help. No idea. Thank you so very much.
All right, Todd. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.